Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tani. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the unit is to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with a joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month.
के टोटल 3,700 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट है इसमें ये प्लांट में 20,000 वेफर पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी होगी और जो चिप्स इससे बन के निकलेगी उसकी कैपेसिटी है 36 मिलियन चिप्स पर मंथ का इसका रहेगा अच्छा प्लांट है बहुत ही एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी इसमें वेफर लेवल पैकेजिंग का एक टेक्नोलॉजी होता है वो इसमें लगेगा विच मीन्स एंटायर वेफर के साथ सबस्ट्रेट को जोड़कर कम्प्लीट उसकी एडवांस्ड पैकेजिंग का
The minister said five semiconductor units are already in advanced stages of construction and with this sixth unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the cabinet decision regarding the establishment of a semiconductor unit in Uttar Pradesh will boost growth and innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it will create innumerable opportunities for the youth as well. He said, India's strides in the world of semiconductors continue. Union Minister for Development of the Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, yesterday highlighted the transformative journey of the eight states of the Northeastern Region. Addressing the curtain raiser event of the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Sindhya said that the summit will be held on the 23rd and 24th of this month at Bharat Mandapan in New Delhi. He underscored that this summit will showcase the potential for investments and trade in the northeastern region.
Multiple sessions that we are going to have on the 23rd and the 24th, this will bring together industrialists, diplomats, foreign companies, domestic companies, put together on a vibrant platform that will be buzzing with activity, exploring multiple opportunities from agriculture, artificial intelligence, from tourism to textile, and from healthcare to heritage.
Operation Sindoor has emerged as a decisive and symbolic mission reigniting the spirit of nationalism across India. Carried out by the Indian Armed Forces, the operation reflected India's firm stance against threats to its sovereignty and unity. With strategic precision, it targeted terrorist hideouts in Pakistan and infiltration routes across the border in response to horrific Pahalgam terror attack. It sent a clear message that India will not tolerate terrorism and will defend its people with unwavering resolve. Citizens across the country, students, professionals, veterans expressed solidarity, flooding social media with support and proudly raising the tricolour in spontaneous displays of unity. We have a citizen sharing his thoughts.
After the Pahalgam attack, a wave of anger and resistance wave followed out throughout the country and called out for the government to take actions against the terrorists and Pakistan itself. And during this time, the whole country to unify. Even the opposition party like the Congress approved the action of the government also. And people took on social media pressing the government after the strike. And hence signaling the world that even against all odds, the people of India can unify for a common cause irrespective of all the political parties or religion. And it has been an overwhelming support for the government during this strike in which people acknowledge that the government did a very good job.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valour of the Indian soldiers. Secretary to the Government of Nagaland, Department of Social Welfare, Bodeno Escolo has called for greater awareness and sensitivity around adoption, describing it as a social commitment to raise a child with love, care and dignity. She said this while addressing the Nagaland State Orientation Training on Adoption Regulations 2022 and Foster Care held at Kohima. Ms. Escolo described adoption as something that touches hearts, transforms lives and builds families.
We have cases of many families who find joy and fulfillment in giving the child a second chance, a home, a better home for them. But adoption isn't always easy. It comes with different challenges, which are both emotional, legal and social.
Highlighting the legal framework, Ms. Kolos said, in India, adoption is governed by a robust legal structure aimed at ensuring the safety and well-being of the child and promoting transparency and accountability. And in Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar, Maharashtra holds the first position with 141 medals, including 54 gold and 43 silver. Haryana is in second place with 96 medals, including 30 gold and 23 silver, while Rajasthan has moved to the third position in the medal tally with 52 medals. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.